We're looking at the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, and we are on day three of this particular campaign. And during this campaign, we have various voices across South Sudan to drive the message home. Confronting gender-based violence needs multiple approaches, of course, so that there can be a positive behavior change in our communities. Now, let's hear how one of the main economic activities can be used to address the issue of gender-based violence. In the studio, I just mentioned our keeper, Dima, and Caroline, good morning, and thank you so much for making out time to speak to us this morning on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you, Aaron, for having us here. We're great to be here to discuss some of these issues together. Thank you.
Right, and starting with you, keeper, let's just start right from the top by understanding what the RAS activity is, and what do you do here in South Sudan?
Thank you, Aaron. Resilience for Agriculture in South Sudan is a four-year USAID-funded activity which started in 2021 and is running through up to September 2025. Hmm. We are an agricultural-based activity which focuses on three major pillars. Pillar number one is strengthening local capacities and community systems to enhance productivity and agricultural productivity in a very sustained manner that is gender responsive, diversified, and market oriented. This basically focuses on increased agricultural production, and note here that we say clearly that gender responsive agricultural production. The second pillar is enhancing access to food in terms of accessibility, in terms of affordability, at all times, diverse food that is safe and nutritious, enough to be able to feed people across the country. And the third pillar, we're looking at aspects of expanding sustainable, locally driven livelihoods, which basically focuses on, all farm, livelihoods, including business enterprises, processing, and so forth. And all these major three pillars actually overall contributes to moving communities away from humanitarian assistance to sustain, development.
Right.
So that is the major focus of Resilience for Agriculture in South Sudan.
Right, we'll come back and explore more. And now, Caroline, how does the Resilience for Agriculture in South Sudan activity promote the participation of women, and how are women involved in this?
All right, thank you. As you are well aware, gender equality and GBV, they're not just human rights issues, but also a critical issue for agricultural development, food security, and poverty reduction in South Sudan. So the efforts of RAS in ensuring that there's agricultural development at the same time ensuring gender equality, we have key social behavior change campaigns that we're doing. And then as it is today, we're actually launching one of our social behavior campaigns with the theme Redefining Masculinity. So social behavior campaigns are an integral part of our approach to gender equality in the agriculture section. Not only that as well, we also have women economic empowerment as well. And then also we have business development trainings which have been conducted in the 13 RAS counties. And then we also promote farming as a business. As you know, RAS is all about agriculture. So we don't just want farming so that people just move from food hand to mouth. We also want to ensure that we promote it as a family business, and also that it also feeds into the livelihoods of the general populace of South Sudan.
Right.
So we have several initiatives under the Women Economic Empowerment. We also encourage them to form Village Savings and Loans Association, which have been established. And also we have formation of producer groups, and also nutrition awareness is a key component of our program.
Right. Thank you so much. Now, Anthony, we are already in the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. Now, from your work with communities, how prevalent is the challenge of gender-based violence?
Gender-based violence in South Sudan is very, very prevalent. As you just heard from your reporter from Greater Jonglei, there are already issues happening there, conflict, there's ongoing community-level conflict, and this impacts very negatively on women. not only in terms of their access to resources, but they're actually being physically assaulted. Women are being beaten, battered up, they're being raped, they're being forced into marriages, you know, at a very early age. And all of these things actually affects the quality of the life that our women in this country live, which is very negatively in that way. So, like my colleague has just said, you know, we are working towards changing the narrative. And how do you do that? Number one is ensuring that women have access to information, women have access to economic resources.
Right.
Because with economic resources, it lessens the kind of, you know, tension that comes around resources. So women are able at least to have some level of agency in terms of what they can produce, what they can, you know, sell in the market, and be able to raise, you know, cash, household income to support them.
Right. Well, thank you so much. Caroline, I'll start with you by telling us more about how social behavior change is mainstreamed in your work. And also, we'll also be visiting the theme of this year, redefining masculinity. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. And this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning, 3 days into the 16 days of activism. My name is Irene Lasso, alongside Sebit William. We'll be taking you all the way until 9 a.m. Just in case you joined us right now, I'm speaking to Kiba Dima, who is a RAS Deputy Chief of Party, and Caroline, also a specialist with me here. Yes, Caroline, I said that when we come back, we'll be speaking about how social behavior change is mainstreamed in this work. So what is involved in making sure that there is behavior change in our communities that you work with?
Okay, thank you. So the social behavior campaigns focus on gender equality and emphasize positive masculinity and male engagement. That is our approach to ensuring that there is some behavior change. And what behaviors are we aiming to change? You know, masculinity displays attitudes and behaviors that signify and validate maleness in the South Sudan community. So our approach is that men should be allies. We want to create a new type of men that address gender-based violence, that are sensitive to women's issues, that challenge the traditional stereotype. And then also our campaign, when we're talking about redefining masculinity, we already have our definition of masculinity, but RAS intends to change that. We're not just looking into the 16 days of activism against GBV. We want to move beyond the 16 days. We want to move to 365 days and further move from that, such that masculinity is not associated with the toughness, but it's associated with understanding the roles of men. And then what is the link between this masculinity and agriculture empowerment? Like I said before, when we're talking about gender-based violence or gender equality, this is an economic indicator. If women are not empowered, they do not have access to resources.
Right.
They cannot make decisions. So when we as RAS come in, we want to ensure that women are involved, women are engaged in decision-making initiatives, they are involved in economic initiatives, but we cannot just involve women without engaging men as well.
Right.
So we're coming in with our campaign to redefine masculinity.
Right, and just right there. Yes. So, Caroline, what behaviors by men must be targeted to make sure that there is effective change?
Right. So we have traditional and social behaviors that men have. For example, we want to challenge cultural behaviors when it comes to nutrition per se, that there are certain foods that are not accessible to women that only men should eat.
Is that still happening?
It is happening. It is happening. Hence, we're doing the social behavior change because it is happening. So we want to challenge that traditional mindset to understand, to make sure that communities understand the importance of a balanced diet. And then there are traditional practices whereby men are the only ones who make the decisions in the family. But you find that as much as men make the decisions in the family, it is women who are doing most of the work.
Right.
But they don't have any say over that. And then also research has shown that if women are involved in decision making, it's usually with the family at heart, with growth at heart. So if women are involved, and they can't just be involved without knowing what it is that inquire, what we're talking about when we want to say we want our family to be financially sustainable, they need to understand the dynamics behind that. If we want to plant something, women also need to understand the good agronomic practices. So RAS is there to teach that as well and to raise
And Carol, as we conclude the interview, I'm coming to you, Keeper, shortly. So what about young men or boys even? I mean, should they not be targeted with these messages? Carol.
Okay. I got right. You talking
no,
to
Keeper. I'll come to
no, Keeper. So we have a very big aspect on youth engagement in our program. 45% of our program participants are actually youth. Mm. And South Sudan is a fairly young population with a lot of youth. So we also target youth on various initiatives because youth, at the end of the day, they like activities that give them quick money and that are interesting to right. do. We don't want our youth to be moving. As soon as they come of age, they're moving to other countries. Mm. So we're giving them skills training. Also, recently we've been training our youth in hide and skin making. We have animals that we have there. Mm-hmm. What do we do with the skin when we slaughter the animals? So we're teaching them to make leather products. And then we're also teaching them marketing and also looking at market linkages as well mm-hmm. in the products that they do in their agricultural productivities. Mm-hmm. And we're also working with youth organizations for sustainability within the communities right. as well.
All right, thank you so much, Carol. Now, Keeper, yes, sir, if you may jump
just
in.
Just before you move on, uh-huh. I just want to add that some of the things actually are very basic. In some of these communities, we find that, like serving food, men are served food fires, and the women are left behind.
Right.
The men take the cream, I would say, of that, and right. women are left to take the leftovers, which mm-hmm. is not fair. Mm-hmm. Boys need to get involved. We need to start grooming our boys in such a way that they become responsible youth.
Right.
So that in the future, they know how to treat women, how they know how to share responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The definition of what a woman should do and what a man should do is social, definition.
Social constructs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And right. and that actually means that we need to start encouraging. There are no fixed rules in terms of what a boy should do or a girl should do.
Right.
So we should be setting role model in terms of how mm-hmm. we raise up these children to become responsible right. adults in the future.
That's right. And as we conclude, what is your message during this campaign in just less than a minute, Keeper?
My message is very clear and very simple. We want everybody, and when I say everybody, both men and women, boys and girls, to get engaged with each other and to ensure that we eliminate, violence against women.
Right. Carol?
Okay, my key message is let us move beyond the 16 days and then let us encourage each other to get involved in support initiatives that empower women in agriculture, mm-hmm. women in general, and also combat gender-based violence.
Right. Carol and Keeper, thank you so much for your time.